"We have a remarkable announcement," exclaimed Fed Chair Powell, streaming live before the wanton mongrels, the numbed worshippers of the Eccles building. "This time is different. This time we'll see the coming debacle." The crowd groaned in the shadow of his words. So much hubris boiling below the concrete. So many skanks and cruisers with greasy faces. Too many lawyers and losers smelling blood. The Great One spoke, the land began to shake. That torrid snake uncoiling and roiling. A stroke of good luck had it with this newest announcement that all would be well soon. Soon the tides will turn. Soon the monkey herpes, burning so awful in our butt cracks, will relent. This is the biggest change in Fed management, if I may be allowed to state this boldly, in about, 100 years. Powell's crooked smile betrays him. Motherfucker, pal. The crowd became silent. The rain falling was a soft clamor, a craven thing to watch this sight as God above wept for his children and the sun turned blue. "We have transneutron. The epic had ended, a new one unfolds. And in that hush, a child asked, "What is transneutron?" Excuse me, young kid. "What's that?" you muttered. "What is transneutron?" "Well, it's a factor of production." "What does that mean?" "Well, it enhances GDP." "What's GDP?" Towards the guards, motioned with his hand, "Take that terrorist away." And the nosy kid, the smartass kid, That kid went to Taco Time Plant. That kid's being processed into burrito material. His parents, too. They homeschooled him and he asked too many fucking questions. Asked too many questions, and now he and his family, they're at the Taco Time Plant. That's not so great. Folks, sorry for that. I may have some charts and diagrams. Jerome continued on. That's Jerome Powell. That's the Fed chairman, you fuck. That's the king of the world. Yeah, Jerome was sorry about the kid asking nosy questions. Clearly a homeschool kid. And now the journalist began foaming, glowing with electric fascination. Their tiny brains maxed out at 56K speed. Engaged, enraged, energized. Engaged, enraged, energized little fecal monkeys. Happening critters with cameras and credentials. Gathering knobby grease, pulling up flowers, planting weeds instead. They looked upon Powell's chart one. Title of chart one, Wando Data, Antagonist Info versus Transnatron and GDP Growth, Wando and Transnatron in notional dollars. Yes, indeed, the journalist looked at the charts that Powell provided. They looked at the amazing information. Then they looked at chart two. It's fucking crazy how Wando impacts Transnatron. It's amazing. All Wando and Transnatron, per the science of the future, is assumed to be nominal dollars. Jerome screamed. He saw some Karen giving him the stink eye. Fuck you, Karen. Fuck you. And we continue. As you can see, and they all looked, the sweet spot's right here. And magical Jerome, heady and strange, pointed his skinny finger at the highlighted data range in chart one. You look at Wando, at that Wando derivative belt. You look at that, at the Wando derivative belt. Powell pointed, yeah, you chointed, really with charts you're chointing. Pouch pointed at chart 2, and the Wando derivative belt was clearly visible to everyone that didn't want to seem stupid. And they chattered, "Derivative belt? That sounds slick." "It's so obvious," the Wall Street Journal reporter said. And they whispered, "What is Wando? Where can I buy Wando options? Who is selling Wando-backed securities?" Who is selling Wando-backed securities? Who is selling Wando-backed securities? In those moments, as the waning sun on this dark and dreary day slipped lower below the horizon, in those crappy scenes as jelly bean astronauts and unicycle phony soldiers went zooming by, that's right, in those crappy scenes as jelly bean astronauts and unicycle pony soldiers went zooming by, as the hiss could be heard of the funky folk with their N95 masks on, at that time, my friends, it was the unveiling of one more scam, one more means of magical palooferie. Another day of deception in D.C. Catalyst Hawks, Fortnite Toads. Trembling bleeders, frantic on their way. They all saw the burdened man. They all saw the sawdust pyramid. That's right, Catalyst Hawks, Fortnite Toads, Trembling Bleeders, frantic on their way. They all saw the Burden Man. They all saw the Sawdust Pyramid. And what of those freaks, the essential workers? They spend their days on TikTok. Making videos and scrubs, dancing and mocking, awaiting the fall of mankind. ¶¶ If only the slaves could put down their phones. For a second, for a brief moment. If only they could look up towards their direction of motion. These zombies might see the sign. These zombies might see the sign. It lit large right in front of them, people. In big old letters flashing red. Wood chipper up ahead. Wood chipper up ahead. But they will purchase Wando options instead. They will make markets with Goldman.